Good morning, everyone. This is John Miller doing the Daily Inspirations. And yesterday we talked about Paul in Acts chapter 9. And today we're going to continue that. I think the book of Acts is a good place to get some inspiration on what God wants from us as Christians. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's message, you can go back and listen to that. It's number 19. Before we start, I'm just going to offer a few words of prayer. His words may edify. Heavenly Father, we come before this morning, and Lord, we ask that you would open your word, break it down, so it can be nourishing and edifying to us in our lives, Father. And Lord, as we look at these words in Scripture, we believe they're inspired from you, and Father, we just ask that you would guide and direct our lives and show us how to walk with you with the same obedience that these early Christians did, Lord. Father, you promised to send your Spirit. Father, you want to live in us, and you want to flow out of us. And so, Father, in Jesus' name we pray that you would be glorified and honored in all that we do. All right. Yesterday we stopped in verse 16 of Acts chapter 9, so we're starting in verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and put his hands on him. Said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. This is a pretty amazing, but I believe this is an example of what God has to do spiritually for us, especially those of us who grew up with the Word of God, who grew up knowing and being taught that God is real, that His Word is inspired, that God intends for us to live by the Bible. And many times, all of us look at the Bible through the lens of our background, of our history, of our journey. And many times, we don't see ourselves the way God sees us, until God takes the scales off of our eyes. And I think this is what happens, even though this was a physical thing, many times spiritually we have scales on our eyes. And, you know, there was a time when I had questions. I have never and still don't doubt the basics of the doctrines of the gospel of the kingdom. There's tenets that we've been taught as Amish and Mennonite. There's things we've been taught that agree with the early Christians, that agree with the early Anabaptists. Through history, there's been this belief has always been, you know, that we should love our enemies, that the Bible is to be taken the way it's written. We take those very seriously. And yet, there's a tendency for man to either walk away from God or to not be satisfied with what God has provided and to try to find another means of safety and security. And this is what I sense here. And so we tend to bring other things in and draw them close and give them spiritual authority that are not based on the Word of God. Or they may have been things that were done in a time and a season in response to the needs of the hour and may have been good in their place. But we have to remember that the foundation is the Word of God, and we need to be naked before God, spiritually speaking. We need to allow God to show us who we really are and how much of our lives are surrendered to God. And here Paul, you know, as we go through this story, Paul surrendered. He went through a trying time where God showed him, you know, he made him physically blind so that Paul didn't have the option of just running away from God at this point. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. You see here, before he was persecuting, he was killing the people that believed in Jesus, and he was a completely 180. The things that he held up before. And this is the painful part of the Christian journey. If you want to serve Christ with all that you have, You cannot have anything that contradicts the Bible that you cling on to. When God comes and opens your eyes, you will end up proclaiming that which you denied before. You will end up speaking out for that which you spoke against. This is very humiliating for us as Christians, for us as men, because we want to keep our reputation. We don't want to be wrong. But we do know that God is the only one that is always right. Verse 21, but all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which call on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? See here, everybody knew. Paul was a famous man. Everybody knew that he was persecuting the Christians in Jerusalem. And then he wasn't satisfied with that. He was very sullen. And he went from there and he got permission to go over in Damascus. So people knew he was coming. The Christians were probably concerned. And all of a sudden here the man shows up in the synagogue. And what does he do? He stands up and he proclaims that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He comes and declares the very thing that he was going to arrest people for. How bold are we to stand up to the truth of the Word of God? With the intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests, he was going to force people to be judged for their belief. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwell at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. So not only did he change what he believed and preach, not only did he hang out with the Christians, identified with sin. He went. He engaged with the people that he used to agree with to try to change their mind. He engaged the Jews and he proved in a way they couldn't correct him. They couldn't deny what he was saying. Do we have that boldness to stand up for the gospel? Do we have that boldness to help other people see what God has said? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. See this? This quick, everything that he had been perpetuating turned back on him. It wasn't this far back. Where when Jesus appeared to him, he said, it will be hard for you to kick against the pricks. Verse 5 here. And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You know, all of a sudden, Paul is receiving the treatment that he was dishing out. Paul is receiving that which he was giving to the others. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Look at this. So quickly, they are even guarding the city gates to make sure that Paul does not escape. They are making sure that Paul doesn't get away, and he knew of their plans. You know, he knew what they were up to, what they were trying to do. Isn't that amazing? Then the disciples took him by night. See this? Before, they were... Before, Paul was at the top. He was in charge. He was the one that was, you know, he was the one that was going after people and making sure that people stopped believing this. But now, Paul was in a vulnerable place where he needed the assistance and the protection of those around him. And this is the way God intended it to be. God intended that Christians are so active in the kingdom of God that the offense, the pressure, the pushback is so big that they need their brothers and sisters to stand. God did not intend that we as Christians are able to stand or be self-sufficient. Rather, God intended that we as brothers and sisters in Christ stand together. Verse 25, the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. He submitted his life and the safety of his life to his brothers. He had to get in a basket and they led him down over the wall. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. See this? The people that he was persecuting didn't trust him. They didn't trust him. Why? Because he was their enemy, and all of a sudden he comes in. And we see this through Christian history a lot. That the people would come in and try to pretend they're Christian in order to access them and get information. Paul didn't want, the Christians weren't going to trust this new guy who might, you know, turn against them, and it might be dangerous for them to work with him, you know. Yeah, just imagine this kind of a radical turning. You know, Paul, this quickly, Paul was from being persecuting to being persecuted, from threatening with death, being threatened with death. And then he came back. He wasn't safe where he was. He went somewhere else. And here he found they didn't want to take him. They didn't trust him. There was a reason, because of who he was before. And it took some time. Numbers 27 says, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way that and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. See, here was someone that believed in Paul. One brother. These were all Christians. These were early Christians. These were the Christians that we look up to. But they didn't trust Paul. Why? They were allowing the emotions, the things from this life, to dictate, you know, it was not faith. Barnabas was the one that stepped out in faith and said, you know, this is what I know about him. This is his testimony. And he was with them, verse 28, with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. See here again? This quickly, as bold as Paul was the other way, he's bold this way. And he was always being opposed. Now there's many people that will say, Paul, why don't you just settle down and be quiet and be like one of the other Christians? Why don't you be a normal Christian? See, it's the Pauls that change. Can you imagine the story of the New Testament if Paul was out of the picture? If Paul was not there. We have many epistles from Paul. Paul is one of the biggest examples of radical change in belief and the advancement of the gospel of the kingdom. Paul is the only one of the major apostles that we see that was bold proclaiming Jesus, and yet the only place that he met him was where? On the road to Damascus. Paul did not meet Jesus in person the way the other apostles did. Something to think about. Paul lived strictly by faith and not by sight. I believe even Peter and the early apostles had a much harder time grasping Jesus' picture and desire for the gospel. They were Jews, they were raised Jews, and their vision and passion was for the Jews. But the Jews were resisting. And there's another place I could turn there, but you know, where God said, you know, if you Jews are going to reject me, then I'm going to kick this to the Gentiles. I've often wondered if the Jews had been embracing, which God knew they wouldn't be, don't you think God would have taken the whole Jewish Israel and God would have loved to see them become believers and then reach out and share it with the outside nations? We do also see that in the Old Testament, they were a separate people. But we do see that they missed some of God's intent in that God set up Israel as an example, and God wanted to use Israel to show the other nations what he wants, how he wants them to live. So that's all for today. We're going to stop this. We will continue here tomorrow and just meditate on this. I would advise, get out your Bible. Open your Bible in Acts chapter 9, start in verse 17, and just read through, through 29, 17 through 29. And just meditate on this and see how this applies to your life. Is God able to use you the way he wants to? God bless you.